It's Monday, March 11th, and we had some breaking news here on the mayor's office today.
Wow, dude, this is a little breaking news from Sarah. Just said that Garrett Cole might be injured as a MRI on his elbow coming. MRI on his pitching elbow. You might want to look that up, Chinchy, to make sure we're not throwing a false news.
Nope. No, you are correct, Sarah.
Wow.
Both passing. Have an MRI on his right elbow. Aaron Boone just mentioned it 15 minutes ago.
Ooh, that's not good, dude, because when you're getting to the MRI point, that means it's been bothering you.
Great save, Sarah. Sarah just saved our show. And I'm in love with the good life. Can't give it up. Make it to the top and keep climbing. I wanna live it up. I'm the good life. I'm coming up. The good life. Oh, good life. You're doing good. Undisclosed location and tight cut on the sides, bro. That's a tight cut, dude.
I got my man Davey Cuts. He called him the Custom Cuts, baby.
He cuts everybody in New York, right?
He basically cuts the Knicks, the Giants, and the Yankees. And dude, I mean, when I was with the Yankees, he was there every single day. I'm like, dude, you're living the baseball life, bro. It's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. Wait, so he like comes into the clubhouse and guys are just sitting around.
He was just in Tampa for 3 weeks. He's like the barbershop, dude. He knows everything about everybody because, you know what I mean? He's like talks to everybody. So
yeah, he knows where the body's.
Exactly, dude. He goes to everybody. Everybody goes to him, dude. He's a great, great guy, man.
Nice.
Just really, really good people.
Nice. Well, maybe you can introduce him to a guy that always has a fresh cut, man. Your Pittsburgh Steelers have a new quarterback, Russ Wilson.
Dude.
Yinzer, you're fired up. Yinzers are happy. I can see it on the internet. What is your Yinzer? What's your take?
The Yinzers are so fired up, man. How could you not be fired? Since Roethlisberger retired, you know, we thought Rudolph was the answer. He wasn't. We thought Kenny Pickett was the answer. He wasn't. Trubisky's definitely not the answer. So, dude, to get a name, I mean, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. To have a name like Russell Wilson come into that fold, dude, and the athleticism. We haven't had an athleticism like that in a long time. So, dude, I'm excited. Steeler Nation's excited. The Big Lamboosky's excited.
Oh, yeah, is he? You know what I mean? Can you imagine Ciara at that big sandwich shop? What is that place called? Permanente Brothers or whatever?
Oh, yeah, dude. Permanente's.
Ciara's going to go in there and get like a Philly cheesesteak or something like that?
I don't know. I don't think Ciara eats Permanente Brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, but what kind of bread are they going to offer her if she goes to a diner? What kind of bread?
He has to start understanding the language. You know, I don't know if Russell speaks Yinzer, and you know, Yinz got to start getting it down there. You know what I mean? When Yinz get a breakfast, the lady's gonna come up to Yinz and ask Yinz, "Listen, it's great to have you here, Russell. You're a heck of a player. We're so glad Yinz is here with your omelet. Did Yinz want whole wheat, white, or sourdough bread? Sourdough." Okay. The one thing about Pittsburgh, Yinzer, they're lazy. They don't finish. They don't finish the, you know, like down there, you know, Kohler, you know, everywhere. You got them Kohlers and water. And, you know, it's incredible, dude. It's incredible. So get ready, Russell, when you come. He'll get, dude, Yinzer Nation is going to love him, bro.
Already, like the 33rd team, all those guys, they've already kind of put him in a Steelers black and gold. And it's like, it kind of fit. It kind of looks white. It looks like one. It looks like what's the movie? Any Given Sunday, where all the uniforms are like hardcore, and they were all like they were the Sharks, right? Lawrence Taylor was the Sharks, dude. He looks like a. It looks like a movie where a guy's playing, where the guy is playing a quarterback for the best team. That's cool.
That's awesome.
Anyway,
that's awesome.
Okay.
Well, dude, I had a buddy. I had my buddy Billy Crawford, who's a guy, comedian on DV, WDV, the radio station there. He said that he had a tweet saying that they saw Russell sightings of Russell Wilson in Sierra in down the strip districts, one area, down there where it's like a cool little, you got some places or your food markets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So people like a couple of days ago where the buzz was happening, like, dude, Russell Wilson was sighted downtown. Like, holy shit. People were excited. Yeah. So,
by the way, they signed him for like nothing. He's playing for to prove that he's still good. So they signed it. It's an unbelievable deal. I think it's a great deal for both teams because.
And do we have to pay him? Aren't the Broncos still paying him?
The Broncos are paying him like $30 million this year. So
what are we paying him?
$1.4 million, dude? Seriously?
Oh my God, what a steal.
Hold on. I'm going to pull it up right now. I got to pull up the statistics. I mean, I should have had this, but hold on. They are paying him. Oh, where is it? $38 million.
The Broncos are paying him.
The Broncos are paying $38 million. And then got to go to my boy Ari's. Ari Mayroff always has the info. Ari Mayroff says, where is it? Wow, there's so much news, dude. Today's like that day where you can start talking to players. Like T. Higgins is gonna get traded from the Bengals. I can't even get back to the anyway, whatever. I think it's like $1.4 million. Like that's all you're paying one of the
that's
great
enough. That's
oh,
enough.
I'm sorry, 1 year, $1.2 million. I found it.
Denver's 1.2 paying, cheaper.
Denver's paying 37.8. You would think Denver would just pony up the extra 200 grand, but hey,
that's incredible, dude.
All right, dude, we have to talk another story that's polarizing. But man, I give this guy credit for what he did the other day. Trevor Bauer signed with a team that was basically going to play a game against the Los Angeles Dodgers yesterday. And he went out there and he was throwing 99 miles per hour. And just dominated the team that got rid of him. Hey, listen, say whatever you want about what the situation is. People are on both sides of the equation as to, no, I never want that guy. Still think he's a bad person. Other people would say, did he or didn't he? That's not for us to discuss. What I am asking you right now, though, is Trevor Bauer going to be in the major leagues this year? That's my question.
Wow. I'll tell you what, first off, for Trevor Bauer, what he did with the Asian Breeze, I think it was against a bunch of Dodgers minor leaguers, but
yeah,
I mean, I guess he carved them up. I mean, it was just 99 with some nasty stuff. I mean, I'm big on second chances, bro. We all make mistakes in life. Trevor Bauer is, I know, I don't know a ton about the ins and outs of things. I just know that it's been a few years now, and if I'm a, I think people are trying to cover their butts too. I don't know, maybe it, as far as the, it being what's the word I'm looking for? A black mark on an organization, or the people don't want to deal with the controversy.
Correct.
But I don't know, man. I just feel like we all deserve second chances in life, and he made a mistake. He's owned up to the mistake. He's paid the price, and I believe that I'd like to see Trevor Bauer get a second chance. I don't know if he will, but I'd like to see it.
He said he'd sign for the league minimum.
Yeah,
the league minimum.
He's already made a ton of money, dude. Yeah, dude, he wants to get back in the game, dude. And chance at the end of the day, man, your window closes fast in this industry because you only have so many bullets in your arm. You only have so many bullets in your body. So every year that he's not in is a year he's picking out to be out of the game. It's not like Sarah and I were just talking about going to see. By the way, we saw John Mellencamp last night, dude.
Oh, sick. Really?
And the boss came out.
Stop.
Great thing came out for Pink Houses, bro. It was incredible.
Wow.
And it was at like a, dude, it was at like a, it was at the New Jersey PA PAC. And it was like, you know, a little like symphony hall.
Yeah.
And he goes, let's bring him out. You're my good friend. You know, one of the best musicians ever. Bruce Lee played. Wow. Almost came down. I was like, booze. And they're singing Pink Houses, dude. It was incredible.
Wow. That's great, dude.
Incredible. So what we were saying was a rock star like Bruce Springsteen, John Mellencamp, these guys can play till they're dead.
Yeah.
You know, and we went and saw Rolling Stones a couple years ago. Mick Jagger's 80 years old doing cartwheels on the stage. You're like, guy's still rocking.
Yeah.
Like, you're a professional athlete. Your window is 35, 38 usually. 35, yeah. Really.
Right.
You're done. So, like, you know, every year that goes by with Trevor Bauer is a year that, you know, his career is about to be over.
Yeah, it's funny. This is a good transition because me and Jess were talking yesterday because – we're talking about Joey Votto signs with the Blue Jays. By the way, John Heyman nailed that when he was on. He's going,
yeah.
I think Votto will be a Blue Jay. He almost said, I think he may have said by the end of the day. And he was.
Yeah.
After he came on, Jess was like, well, why bother at this point? I go, you know, me and Sean were talking about the other day. It's like the last day you play baseball, if it's all you've done all your life, what do you do now? And he's just not ready to be done with baseball. And I made the comp. Remember, Ricky Henderson was playing independent ball until he was like 46 or 47 or 48 years old, dude. He played for the Long Island Ducks, man. Independent team. And it's just, you know, I give him credit, man. He wanted to play. He also said out loud, he goes, look, I really do think I was a lot more hurt over the last couple of years than I have been. I'm glad the Toronto's given me a chance. There's a picture of Joey Votto as a little baby with a Toronto Blue Jays bib on. Like,
really, really?
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know Mark Shapiro as well as anybody. Like,
yeah.
There's a method behind a madness for both sides, and it's a perfect fit. It's where he should end up. I don't know. I think it's the right move. Well,
and you also think back to last year when they had Brandon Belt over there at first. It was nice, you know, a couple DH days, a couple first base days. Maybe Votto could slide into that role too. You know, that Belt had a great year for them this year. I think over like 850 OPS. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a really, really big bat for them. And I really believe, man, if Joey Votto wants to play, let Joey Votto play. I think he, you know, at the end of the day, if you can't put up the numbers, you know, in this league, especially when you get to his age, you know, you'll obviously will be out of there. But give Joey Votto a chance to show that he can still swing the bat a little bit and put up some numbers there in Toronto, or at least help the team, help some of those young guys. It's a nice fit, man. It's a nice fit. He's one of the greatest Canadian players of all time, one of the greatest players of all time, but he's only a few hits away from Larry Walker's Canadian hit record, I think.
Yeah. By the way, I was looking at your numbers because I forgot what your stats were in Pittsburgh. Bro, you were right. You were about 300, man, before you got out of there. I thought you struggled there for some reason, but then I looked.
No, I didn't.
Geez, 296, dude, ripping balls everywhere.
Yeah, I was raking when I first came out the gates in 06 at the beginning of the year. I don't know if you can even look at the stats, but like the first 12 days, I was hitting like 360.
Okay.
And then I couple bombs, and then I broke my back.
Oh my
I broke my back and play at first base, and just really derailed my season. Tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And then I came back, hit pretty well, and then I got traded to the Tigers. So it worked out exactly how I was supposed to. But yeah, man, I love it there in Pittsburgh. How'd you get onto that?
Because I was thinking about, like, I wonder, like, how much pressure there is. This is why I thought about it this morning. I'm like, I wonder how much pressure there is to go to your hometown. Now, he's from Canada. I'm not saying he's from like Toronto, but like going back, and I'm like, I don't remember how Sean did. For some reason, I know most of your stats, but I was like,
yeah,
you struggle a little bit? Because I knew you struggled a little bit that year, but you just gave me the answer to it. It was when you got to Detroit and your back was still banged up for the rest of the year. But, dude, I look and I'm like, geez, you just hitting like 300. And you had some big hits. Didn't you have a couple walk-offs or something that year? And you first hit in – well, you also had the first hit in a ballpark's history, and you weren't even on.
Yeah, I was in 2001. Yeah, 5 years
earlier. You got a legacy. That's why I
hit Dude, Russ, how about this?
All you need is 1 year, Russ Wilson, and he will be a god in Pittsburgh.
1 year. Dude, how about this? I don't know if I've ever said this on air, but I first hit at PNC Park, first hit at Miller Park.
Yes.
But this is the one stat that nobody knows. I hit the last home run ever at Milwaukee County Stadium.
Did you?
Think about the history of Milwaukee County Stadium, dude. Hank Aaron. I hit the last home run in Milwaukee County Stadium, and then I opened up Miller Park with the first hit.
That's really crazy. That's really bananas.
You know, no one knows that stat but me and Cooperstown.
I bet Dan Plesak knows that stat. Robin Yount knows that stat.
Dude, by the way, congratulations to Danny Plesak, who had a grandson this weekend. What an
adorable little baby that is, man.
Dude, congrats, Zach. That's incredible, man. Good for you, brother.
Oh, my God. He needed that.
He's so excited.
Grandpa Zach.
Dude, he texted me and said, you'll never – that the feeling of watching your kid have a baby was like just like another experience in life where you're like, wow, that's incredible.
It's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
And also, I got a lot of things to tell. Jillian, my daughter Jillian this weekend, dude, won her volleyball tournament in Harrisburg, and they're going to Vegas.
Really?
For nationals. And I was like, these girls are in eighth grade, but I'm like, all right, I don't know if it's a money grab or is it really legit. You know, I mean, it's legit. We're all going to go. It's at the Mandalay Bay in July.
I love the Mandalay Bay.
But anyway, they were so excited, dude. It was a great weekend.
I spent the night at a blackjack table in the winter meetings in Las Vegas. Me, Jess, and Ron Darling for hours, like 3 hours. We all won. I'll never forget.
His table was hot. His table was hot.
Yeah. Well, also, don't forget, Ron Darling's a Yale guy and clearly a mathematician because I just sat next to him. And I know blackjack pretty good. But I'm telling you, like, without even thinking twice, the double down, splits, whenever, you know, hits, misses, whatever. I didn't have to say anything. He was just going, hit, miss, doop, doop, boop, boop, boop. We all walked out of there with some cash. I was like, thanks, Ronnie D. That's the shit right there.
You know Ronnie was counting cards, dude. You know he's counting. Ronnie, like, seven decks, dude.
No joke. On, like, 13s and 16s for any whatever. Those are people that know blackjack pretty well. He was making different bets every time. You know, some people are like, always do this and don't always do that.
Yeah.
Making every once in a while, like, kind of a questionable call, and I was like, Ronnie D knows how to blackjack.
Ronnie D's on the backup.
I hope he didn't just get him banned from the Mandalay Bay. Anyway, wait, there were a couple other things. Oh, before we go, dude, let's talk some young guys. We just talked about a couple veterans in both sports. Dudes out there right now crushing balls in spring training. First of all, I'll give you three guys. Who was it? Jackson Holiday went
deep. Jackson Holiday.
Hit a gazonga.
Grand slam.
Yes. Juan Soto, I'm going to put him as a young guy because he's still a child, but he's hitting like 700 in spring, and he's got a homer every other bat.
Dude, he hit a ball 447 yesterday.
That's unbelievable.
And Judge said, he's like, man, I've seen balls go down that way. I've seen balls because I've never seen a ball go to right center where it went like over the, you know, that. Facing him right.
Oh, I thought about you, by the way. They're playing a split squad game today.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, they have half of the veterans going to the Philly camp and half of them are playing in the other game. Like, when you're a veteran and you're going to the road game, are you like, come on, Booney, what are you doing? I don't want to go to the road game.
Yes. Yeah. Well, dude, in Major League Baseball rule, I think you have to have four starters go and play in every game.
Oh, that makes sense.
So you can't just throw like these bums out there. They have to have four starters.
So people are going to the Phillies camp. They're going to face the Yankees. You better see either a Judge or a Soto. That's a great, but Judge
was home, right?
Judge isn't doing anything today. He's not traveling, dude.
Judge ain't traveling.
No, Judge is putting out lineup cards for the rest of the season for the team. He's up there with Cash and those guys. No, the one lineup had Volpe, Soto, and Riz, I think.
At home?
No, the road team. The home team. Oh, this is interesting to you, is it? I just found the split squad lineup.
No, but Soto hit that home run at home.
Today they have a split squad.
Oh, today, okay.
Yeah, so I'm just one. Hold on. Yeah, their lineups come out.
Here's the one thing about if they're going to the Phillies, it's Clearwater. It's 20 minutes.
It's still, though.
You just don't want to make the trip to, like, Jupiter. You're like, oh, we're playing the Cardinals. there's a 4 hour ride. Like Soto's like, I ain't doing that.
Do you just say no? You've said like before, haven't you?
Well, dude, at the end of my career, I remember forgetting 2008 when I was with the Red Sox. Terry Francona was the best, bro. Like I was coming off the bench, but dude, I never went on the road. I'm like, Tito, thanks, dude. I get my hits at home, and he's like, one time I went on the road. That was the time I faced Clayton Kershaw when he punched me. I was the first big leaguer Clayton Kershaw ever faced.
Oh.
2008, and we, dude, this is how the Red Sox rolled back then. We took a charter flight. We took a charter flight to a spring training game, dude. Oh my God, it was incredible.
That's legit.
Tito's like, hey, you're coming to LA. I'm like, oh man, I don't want to go to freaking Vero Beach. He's like, we're chartering a flight. I'm like, I'm in.
That's so great. By the way, you just brought up a point that Jack Curry just cleaned up. I guess apparently people were nervous because Judge was removed from the game yesterday. This is how the media works. It was planned. This is Jack Curry for yes, and you know he's telling the truth. It was planned, and he's not playing in either game today. So this morning people were like, oh my God, Judge is hurt. Nope. He's on the BP schedule, which sounds like a great schedule for the day.
Oh, you kidding me? He's going to the backfields to hit BP right now.
Yeah.
He's going to get 17 rounds of BP in. He's going to do whatever the hell he wants to do, and then he's at going home to golf.
Watch Trevor Bauer is going to jump the fence and run in there and start trying to throw fastballs past him to prove to everybody he's amazing. Anyway, some young guys. Thanks for clearing that up. That's interesting, that point about the split squads. Couple young guys. Jackson Holliday, your boy on the Pirates at about 900 feet at
5. Oh, yeah, O'Neal Cruz.
And here, I'm going to pull these all together so you can hit on all three. The third one isn't in the majors yet, but he's a number 5 prospect in what? All of the leagues.
For the draft. In the draft coming
in the
up.
Draft. Dude,
yeah. Jack Aguilone. He's a pitcher for the Florida Gators, dude. This guy's going to be a stud. And they're saying, you know, he could be like the next Ohtani. Because he threw 6 no-hit innings yesterday against St. Mary's, 9 punches, throws absolute gas. But he can rake, dude. He's a left-handed hitter. I think he's hitting .433 with 9 bombs right now. Wow. I mean, this guy is legit. But, you know, whoever gets him. So this is the thing about baseball now, Chase. After Ohtani, you keep thinking, okay, other teams now know you can do this. Because if you do get a guy that can do this, dude, you're saving money.
Yep.
You're saving roster spots. This is a big deal, right? And so when you look at Caglianone from Florida, he's one of the guys that scouts are like, we're going to draft this guy to be a two-way. So it's going to be an interesting story to watch, man. This guy rakes, and he's got a cannon of an arm. He's a starter, so we'll see what happens. Big dude.
I love it, man. It's like back to the high school days, man.
Yeah.
Next thing we need in sports is we need like a Saquon Barkley running back who can also play middle linebacker for your team. That would be awesome.
Wow, dude. This is a little breaking news from Sarah. Just said that Garrett Cole might be injured as an MRI on his elbow coming. MRI on his pitching elbow. You might want to look that up, Chinchy, to make sure we're not throwing false news out there.
No, you are correct, Sarah.
Wow.
Jeff Passan have an MRI on his right elbow. Aaron Boone just mentioned it 15 minutes ago.
Ooh, that's not good, dude, because when you're getting to the MRI point, that means it's been bothering you.
Great save, Sarah. Sarah just saved our show, by the way.
Good job, Sarah. We were going downhill. Next thing you know, we're back.
Yeah. Just so everybody knows, this is being reported as we are recording today. So if you guys hear this later on, I know a lot of you lazy people.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Breaking news desk.
Yeah. Well, a lot of you lazy people don't hit us up until about 6:30, 7 p.m. I've noticed. So at the time of this recording, we just found out Garrett Cole, MRI. Let's go. Hopefully he's all right. That'd be a killer. Killer.
No question. By the way, Chinch, I want to tell you, that'd be a killer if Garrett Cole's hurt for the Yankees. Because when you look at that Yankee team, you're like, if Rodon's not Rodon of a couple of years ago, are they still one pitcher away? If they lose Garrett Cole, that's a blow. That's a blow.
No.
That's a big one. Because you can't win track meets in the big leagues. You know, you can't just score 10, 11 mm-hmm. runs. You got to have top-of-the-line pitching.
And does that make you rip up your tax issues and go after a Snell or a...
Yes. Yes, it does. It actually – if Cole's hurt, you're going to see Snell as a Yankee.
Mark the words right here.
Oof. I guarantee it. Right. I don't guarantee it, but you know what I'm saying. I'm close to guaranteeing it.
Well, thank you to Sarah for saving the show today.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah, for saving the show.
All right, we'll get after it today, man. And then
I'll change. Also, too, I'm going to throw a little teaser out there. I got a surprise coming for you, bro. Yeah. I got a surprise coming for you.
You do this to me a lot. And
I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it should be able to tell you by the end of the week.
Oh, jeez. Whoa. That's a long time.
Is that a bad teaser? Is that a bad teaser? Well, no. I want you to feel like, oh man, it's Christmas.
I'm disappointed right now. I'm anticipating this gift on Friday, but I'm disappointed that I have to wait that long. But that's cool. That's fine. Me and Jess got each other Christmas presents like months in advance, and every once in a while she's like, can I give you one of your Christmas presents now? And I'm like, Jess, it's September. You can't it's true. Dude, and we fight each other.
Sarah does that too. I'm like, Sarah, listen, we need to, we've had a thing we've done with the kids for a long time. Only 3 presents for each kid. Yeah. Next thing you know, Sarah comes into my life. It's like 33 presents for each kid. I'm like, I've never seen so many gifts under the tree in my life. She's like, well, I couldn't decide on this one or this one. So just got both of them. The kids are like, let's get it.
I saw the 63 bales of hay around the fall time at the house. So I'm pretty sure Sarah knows how to decorate and how to pick gifts. All right, man. You guys have a great day today, and we got a lot. I'm now I got to go get on my calendar and start Xing out each day.
That's right.
A circled as Sean Casey's thing.
I hope it comes this week. It could be next week. We'll see.
Interesting. All right. I'm not going to get my.
I'm too excited. I had to say something. I was like, do I say something? I got to get it off me. It's like, you know, when you do something wrong, you're like, I gotta say it to somebody. You know?
I really have I have no hunches or anything. Don't give me
anything. I know. That's great.
Maybe
I know.
Day leading up, you can give me a very small clue, but don't make it a clue that's going to give it away. Let's do
it. No way, dude. I'm not giving this away. I can't. I'm not blowing. It's going to be incredible.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, actually, now I'm taking it to another level, but it's going to be incredible. Nice. I'm so excited.
Assistant GM, New York Yankees. Here I come, baby. I'm glad you and Boone got together.
Cashman will be calling you on Friday, bro.
Nice. All right, bro. You guys have a great day.
All right, bro.
Thanks again, man. Sarah.
Have a great rest of the day, bro. Everyone out there, thanks for listening so much. We appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. Good, Chichi. Love you.